Heyo, it's still March the 31st, 2020. I know what you're all thinking. Dan, have you gone totally fucking insane? I don't know. Maybe. Fuck. Fucking camera bullshit. Yeah, I was thinking about a quote today from the Vietnam War period. You know that quote, "You have to burn the village to save it?" And it might be apocryphal. I think I heard it once said that maybe General Westmoreland said it. That might be bullshit. But it's one of these quotes that's, even if apocryphal, even if it's no one actually said it, kind of describes the philosophy of American tactics during the Vietnam War. I mean, ostensibly, the army would have said, well, we had a Hamlet strategy. Strategic Hamlets. Yeah, they had strategic Hamlets during the Vietnam War. So you would, and again, if you want to see what these things were about, there's a movie called Green Beret, starring John Wayne. And you can learn everything you want to know about strategic Hamlets, anyways. They were a terrible idea. They were never going to work. They amounted to basically trying to apply the strategy of English kings of the 12th century to modern military conflict. It was crazy. This was a problem of insurgency and counterinsurgency, and they believed they were in jolly old England. Jolly old England. Strategic Hamlets. Anyways. Burn the village to save it. You gotta burn the village to save it. You want the village saved, put it in its grave. Yeah. A lot of government can be defined in those terms. Burn the village to save it. And I'm sorry, but if you voted for Donald Trump because you believed in freedom, if you voted for Donald Trump because you really, really, really fucking believe in freedom, I don't know what to tell you. I feel like you were disappointed. That's right, you voted for Donald Trump. You voted for Donald thinking he was about freedom. And now he is like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a weird mixture between the velour fucking ruby red carpet bullshit of Bright Light Vegas. It is a lot like that fucking Randall Flagg dude. Like if you took Joseph Stalin and put him in Vegas, it'd be like, okay, that's Donald Trump. He's Vegas Stalin. And listen, everyone loves Vegas Stalin until you're in a grave in the desert someplace. And then it's like, eh, Vegas Stalin. Yeah, you stay on his good side, really. Yeah, you want to stay on the good side of Vegas Joseph Stalin. And if you don't know who Joseph Stalin was, he was essentially the Russian dictator, party leader, between 1927, roughly, and when he died in 1953. I believe that's right, unless I have the Mandela effect fucking with my consciousness. Yeah. 1953. Anyways, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Burn the village to save the village. We're going to go into massive debt to solve the debt problem. A giant black hole in economic, social, and cultural terms just cracked wide open. And the smartest idea the smart people in the room can come up with, and this isn't just Donald Trump. This is, you know, Baron Munchausen, and better known as Steve Mnuchin. This is Kudlow, that cokehead. This is Powell at the Fed. Their best idea that they think they can come up with for this fucking singularity black hole bullshit is to chuck rocks down it, you know? And what they don't realize is that by chucking more rocks down the giant hole, they're not actually making their situation better. They're not actually filling the hole. It's infinite. It's an infinite zero. It's not even a number. If you're trying to conceptualize the value of the world economy and say, well, Dan, can't we take all the property and add it up? Yeah. How would you value that property at this point? Because if no one has cash to pay for it, or gold or silver, or not enough people, or Bitcoin, it doesn't matter. No one's buying it. The value, the real value, the functional value is zero. You know? Reality is currently all of it's kind of in contango. You might think, like this Casio keyboard, I bought it for $50 at Fry's Electronics last summer. It might be worth $500. Not today. Today I'd probably get zero for it. But at some point in the future, it could be worth $500. The problem is, those $500, they might be worth like 50 cents today. Yeah, like 50 cents. And that's called, you know, welcome to Zimbabwe, welcome to Venezuela, welcome to Argentina, welcome to inflation. But the reality is this, right now, yeah, the best idea they can come up with is to set the village on fire. And I actually think that's part of it too. I think people are dying. Is it a random bat scratch fever? Is it deflator mouse? I don't think so. I think it's a bioweapon. And I think it's a lot more precise than people are willing to talk about at this point. It seems to be very fucking precise. You know, I don't know why I haven't seen the horror stories in Little Saigon yet. I got open wounds on my hands, people. According to most of you dietitians, I should be dead. I live in transient housing in Chinatown, Seattle, an Asia Pacific tech hub. People flying back and forth. The flights are still coming in. So it's weird. It's just a little bit fucking weird. I get, oh, but Dan, wasn't there a breakout at the assisted living facilities? Yes, of course there was. Why not here? Lots of old people here. Lots of old, I'm not going to try to be any mince words. Lots of old Asian folk. Lots of old Chinese. So why not here? Lots of old Chinese who love their cigarettes. So I don't get it, man. Maybe everyone's gone underneath their house to die. Go into the crawl space. Anyways, I've gotten the comment from some of my listeners that I'm off my game. And this is okay, because the listeners I've heard this from, more than one, they care. And I get it. I'm off my game because a week ago I thought I was going to head into the fucking Cascades. Don't know what's going to happen next, really. Really don't like, you know, the fucked up America that I didn't realize how slavish we could become until this fucking pandemic. And now I see that most people are slaves. It's a lot like the original. I don't mean the two fucking remakes. I don't mean Donald Sutherland bullshit. I mean the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, black and white. And at one point towards the end of the movie, the dude is driving all the way out of town, all the way to other towns, out of state, across the country, and he thinks he's safe. And right when he's trying to, like, you know, assume he's safe and whatnot, he sees a truck come in with pods in the back. That's a terrible sound. That is a terrible sound. I think that's even more terrible than the intro to season 4 and 5 of Fear the Walking Dead, where it's like, bow, 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 bow. I should almost play it. Anyways, am I off my game? Yeah, I'm off my game. Does it matter? I'm experimenting. I'm doing some YouTube bullshit. I never thought I would go back to YouTube. Don't know why I'm doing it now. Chances are I'm being shadow banned. Who the fuck knows why? I have no idea what I would threaten. I'm just a fat old man in Little Saigon. The truth is, I don't think I'm important enough to shadow ban. That's the truth. The reality is I'm surrounded by pod people, and pod people like to hear pod bullshit. If I talked about pod bullshit, if I talked about some new fucking vegetable organic crap that I bought with my Bitcoin, I'm sure a lot of fucking, you know, what I would call techno hipster anarchists would say, wow, Dan, I really love your organic fucking shit you're eating that you bought with Bitcoin. Well, I didn't. I eat whatever fucking factory-driven rat slurry I can buy at the Chevron station. Okay? That's what I live off of, the rat slurry of the Chevron station. Am I off my game? I don't know, buddy. Are you off your game? Is your reality shifting on you? You remember when you told me you were Surfer King? Remember when you told me you had nothing but babes and bling? Remember when you told me that your life was a cocaine highway of imaginative splendiferousness? I remember all that, man. Listen, I love my listeners, and God bless this listener, because he's a cool dude. The couple that reached out, they're both cool dudes. It's just that the reality is I'm experimenting a little with this bullshit. I don't know. Maybe I become the hurdy-gurdy man. Have I lost my confidence? I am confident that the likelihood that I'll be dead by the year 2025 is about 80%. That is what I'm confident about right now. Am I confident that I'll have food, water, and shelter in 3 months? No. Am I confident in the stability of the human race mentally? No. Am I confident that people are willing to lay down their lives for liberty? No. Am I confident that people are, even at this moment, still in a fucking delusional state of mind? Yeah, I would say I'm confident of that. I would say I'm confident that people at this time are still in a very delusional state of mind. That's what I'm confident of. This virus is very useful to people that hate human freedom and dignity. This virus is useful to people who want to treat all of us like rats in a Skinner box. And if you don't know what a Skinner box is, it refers to B.F. Skinner, a famous psychologist of the 20th century, behaviorism, stimulus response. And whether you're talking about rats or pigeons, these experiments had to do with conditioning. The right set of stimuli to condition the right set of responses, also known as operant conditioning. And again, on a certain level, it was quite sophisticated. It was quite sophisticated. It is. You can't ignore the essential sophistication of reducing human reasoning to really a series of simple if A then B type scenarios. Basically, you could say that B.F. Skinner wanted to reduce all of living things, not just rats and pigeons, to basically just the ability to do a kind of simple transitive reasoning. You know, A to B, B to C, therefore A to C. And even then, not that complicated, because the creatures in the Skinner world, they never have an awareness of the transition. So they don't really know the transitive reasoning. They can't really say A to C. All they really ever know is A to B, B to C, C to D, which is pretty fucking stupid. And humans don't behave like that. So you can, when it comes to human beings, you can throw Skinner out the window. But just because Skinner didn't really explain human consciousness doesn't mean he didn't give the powers that be a kind of general methodology for fucking with us. And I think that a lot of us are put into Skinner boxes. I would say even extreme cases, which are sometimes referred to as targeted individuals or gang stalking scenarios, I think those things are probably real, and they're probably based upon a lot of sound, if not evil, science. Science that deals with how people behave in certain scenarios. And if you think about the wider picture, the way in which we are plugged into, you're plugged into YouTube, you're plugged into SoundCloud, you're plugged into the internet, and think about what this virus is doing. It's keeping people in their own private boxes. Who the fuck knows what's really going on right now? Except for what the fucking telescreen tells you. You know, next week, everyone's Choco rations go up 50%. Great. Week after that, we get two extra bottles of Liberty Gin. I know, excuse me, Workers Gin. Yeah, it'll be Workers Gin by then, and it'll be really great. You might not go blind. Yeah, Workers Gin. I gotta say, this virus, if it's accidental, it would be an elegant proof that there is no God. Because this virus strengthens the most evil people and the most evil agendas. Yes, it's impacting every religion that sees congregation as an aspect. And listen, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in the God Squad. If you're going to say, well, Dan, no, I believe in my religion. But I do recognize in the free society, lots of different people believe lots of different shit. And people want to be able to congregate. Buddhists, Muslims, Jewish people, Christians. We want to congregate. And I didn't go down the whole list, all right? This behavior, this thing, is destroying the congregation, which is essential in many ways to religion. So, anyways, I'm running low on time here. I'm just going to try to close this out quickly. The virus might be real, but what it's doing to what's left of human freedom and dignity is terrible. Probably way more terrible than the deaths themselves. And we don't even realize it yet. Maybe most of us don't. Maybe it's mostly pod people. Have a great Tuesday till we talk again, mofo.